don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, October 10th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line, longtime friend, brother. This guy is amazing. Absolutely love him. I call him my three C's. He's my Christian constitutional conservative, most conservative in the State House, also on the RNC committee. Dave Ageman is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We just had a discussion with Pastor Chatfield, and he doesn't like Donald Trump using the term everlasting peace in the Middle East. He talked about scripture. He talked about the Bible. He talked about the history of the region. You too, Dave, have had a lot of experience interacting with Muslims and others around the world. And your perspective on dealing with Hamas and dealing with this region, what's your initial reaction about Trump saying, you know, he's helping to create everlasting peace in the Middle East?
It's never going to happen. For one reason, the Quran tells the Muslims that when you are weak, you can make agreements with the infidels. We're the infidels. But when you get strong, you can break those agreements, and then you attack once again. So what's happening right now, Hamas has got the heck beat out of it by Israel. So now they're willing to say, yeah, we're going to have peace. This peace will not last. And he's correct. In the end times, it talks about all the Muslim nations will rise up, it's other nations besides, and attack Israel. So it's never going to be everlasting peace. I wish Trump had a little bit more info on Islam, what the Quran says, what the Sunnah says, so he'd know that you can never make an agreement with a Muslim nation and expect them to abide by it.
Bottom line, not going to happen, but here's what Pastor Chatfield talked about. He believes that we are right between the 69th and 70th week of David, and that he said that this will be a peace deal, but in 3.5 years, halfway through the seven-year period, This person will appear in the region and demand to be seen as God and basically lead us right into the end times. I asked him, I said, well, do you think that's Trump? No. He thinks it's somebody else. I think it's actually the Prince of Qatar, who has been the liaison with Hamas in brokering this trade deal.
Well, one thing's for sure, it's not going to be us. It's going to be a Muslim leader that's going to do it. And the 3.5 years, quite frankly, I'd be surprised if this agreement lasts for a year between Hamas and Israel. They just never abide by agreements. I mean, it's in the Quran. Make an agreement with your infidel friends and break it whenever you want to. When you're stronger, then start your fighting again. Islam is a religion of death. Christianity is a religion of life. It's as simple as that. Islam is an antichrist. So,
explain to the folks real quick, a couple minutes we have left, and I'm going to have you on next week. We're going to spend an entire hour with each other. Taqiyya, what is that process in the Quran?
Taqiyya simply means they encourage Muslims to lie to infidels or infidel nations if it furthers the cause of Islam. The cause of Islam is simple. It is world domination and everybody under Sharia law. That's what their goal is. That's why when you look at Italy, France, Germany, the UK, even the United States here, they're coming into our country, they get involved in your schools, they get involved in your government, they use our laws against us, and then they just twist it and they try to turn us into what they are. And it's not going to happen in the United States, I don't believe, because we're armed. That's one thing. A lot of those other nations are not armed like we are. So never give up your guns, folks. You may need them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate your input. And like I said, we'll talk after the show over the weekend. And I want to have a detailed, spend some time with you about this. You've been on other shows many, many times. And I completely respect your knowledge of this topic. So, again, we appreciate you coming out. I got more guests lined up, Dave. We'll have to do it again next week.
Not a problem. We'll do it. Just remember, rapid transit, all your transits are a waste of money.
Amen. Public transportation.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back with Tristan Cole.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three, trying to get Tristan Cole added into the studio. Let's see one more time. if we can get this technology to work. Again, technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. I got to tell you, I had a freak out event yesterday afternoon. I got done doing the show at noon, hung up the microphone, turned off the connection to the studio, was doing business. I had some emails. I had some things happening. Could not, for the life of me, understand what happened. I'm sitting there working away, right in the middle of actually writing an email, and my screen went black. And I have a second monitor connected to my main laptop that I do the show with. The other monitors start flashing orange screened and green screened and blue screened and white screened. And I'm like, what the heck? So I look down on the side of the computer where the power cord's plugged in. And normally the little white light is on, showing that I'm connected to the adapter. Black. No white light. So I immediately grabbed the little transformer box that the cord's plugged into. You know, the outlet that you plug into goes into a transformer. It steps down the 110 volts down to a level that the converter can then power your laptop. Well, normally that little transformer box is a little bit warm. This one was ice cold. I'm like, oh Lord, my power supply just died. So I got in the car, I drove to Traverse City. Thank God I went to Best Buy. They had for $50 a new power cord transformer, brought it home, plugged it in, and it's working just fine. So, didn't need a new computer, thank God. Finally figured it out and was able to get a replacement there at Best Buy. Thank God for stores. And we did it. We absolutely did it. So, oh, man, it saved the day, and I was freaking out last night, but came home about 9 o'clock. I got back from Traverse City. It was great. Everything's working just fine. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. It's been busy over here at the office. Sorry about that little delay.
Not a problem. It's really interesting. Every time you come on the show, You're a little hot for about 2 seconds, and then your mic tones in. So that's just really interesting. One thing I want to ask you, and this is something that we've talked about before, but I think it needs to be talked about again, because after we talked last week, I believe, when we talked about a person who doesn't own a car, who can still get a personal injury protection liability policy through you without even owning a vehicle because of whatever else they're driving at the time. But it also brought up discussions about finding drivers in your household, new drivers, kids, teenagers, maybe a transit move, family member sells their house while they're building a new one. And they call you up and say, hey, can I live in your basement, or can I live in your guest bedroom for a few months while my house is getting finished? This happens all the time, Tristan.
So I did a little research on this, Randy, and because I wondered how does we'll get letters from, or we'll get, you know, emails from underwriters saying, hey, I've got a discovered driver. Can you reach out to the insured to see what the situation is, especially with, say, 15-year-old kids that have learner permits? And so I called my underwriter. We had a great discussion. Her name's Rachel. I talked to her almost daily about different risks and coverages. And I said, how do you guys know? I can't see it in the system. I can't see the permit number. So how do you find out? And so when a new permit is issued, or a driver's license address is updated and that kind of thing, the insurance companies subscribe to and buy a service from the state of Michigan that sends alerts when addresses match with potential policies. And so when a driver's added, a permit's added, a license is added, an address is changed, and it potentially matches a current policy, they get an alert. They get a list of potential new people that are discovered drivers in a household. And so it's not like the old days where, you know, you could go down and to the insurance company and buy a policy, you know, pay for a month, never pay again, and you got this proof of insurance for either 6 months or a year, and law enforcement can't look it up and Secretary of State can't look it up. There are so many cross checks and balances now that I just implore people that if you've got a young driver, you've got somebody that moves back into your household, to communicate with your insurance agent.
Now, on that point, as the insurance company, gets these alerts and mm-hmm. they contact you, mm-hmm. this is obviously something that they have in the system. Do we know whether or not law enforcement has same access to this type of system, or do you don't think the police are engaged
yes,
in
they
the
do.
Computers?
No, they do. Because, for example, they can see if your policy is active or not. In 99% of the cases. So that printed proof of insurance, they're going to go back to the car, they're going to run it, and if you're delinquent, if that policy is canceled, it's going to show canceled. No matter what is on that printed piece of paper. So yes, in like I said, not every case. I've been called by law enforcement to check on a policy if it's active or not. But like 99.9% of the time, that's going to pop up on their onboard computer as that policy is active or inactive.
Got it. Now, and we've had this conversation before, the cost of adding a young person with a mm-hmm. driver's permit as they go mm-hmm. through that process, they got to drive. They got to be with an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do they have to have their own policy? Do they need to be listed as an additional driver? How does that work?
Yes. So in this case, with this particular client, a 15-year-old kid got his learner's permit, and because he's a driver, a non-driver under 16, so he is a driver, got a permit, but he's not a driver because he can't go take the car on his own. But yet he needs to be listed on the policy because he has a permit number. The change for this particular policy, I don't remember how many months is left on it, but was $20. Now, that's going to change when this young person gets their driver's license and can take the family car by themselves. Then they are a listed driver on the policy, just like mom and dad.
Okay, so on that point, what type of typical increase mm-hmm. are the parents looking at adding their young, now driver licensed young person in their household? What are they looking at?
So it literally can be all over the map from a few hundred dollars to more. It's not an exact science. There's insurance scores, there's claims, there's so many components that goes into this. Overall, it probably won't be as bad as people think. And this is where I, as a parent, let my girls know as they were added to the policies how much it costs. And in most cases, now I've got one daughter in school, so she's not paying for hers, I'm paying for it. But they help pay for the increase of adding them to the policy because it's part of adulting.
Sure.
Driving is a privilege, not a right. And it costs money, and so it's a way for parents to help their young people become adults that are responsible in understanding costs of privileges
and being an adult
right, correct, and that it's not all, you know, free and happy, and you know, even if you're paying for it as a parent, you need to let them know how much it is. That for them to drive, you know, the old Chevy truck out in the driveway is costing an extra, you know, $500 every 6 months, or, you know, $100 a month, or, you know, whatever it works out to be. And we can help with those costs. And then, you know, if another vehicle is added to the policy for a, you know, a teen driver, for a new driver, you know, there's a cost there as well. And it's an opportunity. It's also an opportunity for parents to have that safety discussion with their kids that I just implore him, if you want to ratchet the cost of your auto insurance up, go get some speeding tickets as a young person. Go get a reckless driving, you know, have an accident, an at-fault accident as a young person, let's say under 26, under 30 for that matter. Your insurance costs are going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
And if they move out of mom and dad's house and they need a policy on their own, it's astronomically expensive. Randy, we have quoted young people with normal cars, no accidents, no speeding tickets, just normal stuff at as high as $800 or $1,000 a month for a 23-year-old driver.
Whoa.
That's with no insurance history, okay? That's they weren't on mom and dad's policy. They're just no insurance history.
No prior, yeah.
No prior coverage. It is unbelievably expensive. Unbelievable. Now, this is something that families really, really, really need to talk with their young people about.
Now, I want on that point, by adding the young person onto mom and dad's policy, when they get their license and mm-hmm. when they choose to move out, does that, them being on their mom and dad's policy, count as
yes.
prior coverage?
Yeah, it sure does. Absolutely. Yes, it does. And so it shows that they were a listed driver on a policy, and so they can carry that forward. So, for example, Farm Bureau Insurance insist that you've had 6 months prior coverage before I can write you a Farm Bureau auto policy. So let's say you go overseas for a couple of months and you don't pay your auto policy, so you've had a lapse. Even if the lapse is 2 weeks, I'm going to write you with Progressive for 6 months before I can even write you a Farm Bureau policy because you had a lapse in auto coverage. And so this can affect adults as well as teen drivers. We want you to be a named driver on a policy so that there's continuous coverage.
Got it. And the thing of it is, like you say, with a young person, no history, they don't have mm-hmm. any tickets, they have no accidents, mm-hmm. The parents are somewhat in the same boat, then you could probably add this young person with probably a very relatively low cost to mm-hmm. the parents.
Yes. Yeah, in the big picture, absolutely, it's a low cost. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And so the young person needs to live in the household or yeah. be going to school. You know, say they live in the dorm or something, but they're still a resident of their mom and dad's home.
Yes.
And if the mail comes there, but they can be away at school. We may want to change that garage location if they take the car to school with them to the school. But they can still be listed on mom and dad's policy. Now, if they get married, then they've got to go get their own policy. If they move out into an apartment on their own, they've got to get their own policy. They can't stay on mom and dad's anymore.
They have to have their principal residence as mom and dad's house.
Correct. That's correct. Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, this is something that I hope this information is helpful to my audience, that mm-hmm. if you guys want to discuss this with Tristan, just text me TC. And I'll send you his phone number. His website, TristanCole.com, goes directly to his office. You can call him, ask him more questions. Final thoughts here before we let you go, heading into this fall season. What do we need to be doing?
It's just making sure that your home is prepped for winter. Those gutters are cleaned out. Sticks and branches are cleaned off the roof because they can cause ice dams. Make sure branches are trimmed back from growth over the summer. Check the fluids in your vehicle. Make sure you've got a survival kit in your trunk, that blanket, that shovel, a pair of gloves, a hat, maybe an extra pair of boots shoved in there. Winter will be here before you know it, and now is the time to make sure that everything is ready. Check your tires for weather checking, and be prepared and be proactive. It can really put off something dangerous and something that's a life-altering from happening.
Amen to that. Tristan, we appreciate your brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Randy.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's